right, I ask you to turn your Bible tonight, the book of Colossians, chapter 1. Colossians, chapter 1, verse 27 for our text this evening. We'd like to say that appreciate the good singing, the special and the congregational singing. I thought we might be having to get Miss Barbara a white hat there for a little while today, and she was mounting that piano. I like that. Amen. Glad. Colossians chapter 1, verse 27. To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Lord, we thank you tonight that we have this opportunity that we can come and assemble ourselves here at this house of worship. That, Lord, tonight we can pray openly. And, Father, tonight we can worship you in spirit and in truth. And, Father, we pray for those that preserve and protect those freedoms that we enjoy and ask your blessings upon them this evening. We thank you tonight, dear Lord, for these that have come this way. We pray, Lord, tonight that you might touch their hearts and touch our lives by your word and your spirit. And for all that you do, we'll praise you and thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Well, you know, I'm sure that most of you are aware that, especially through the past few years, there were a lot of get-rich Ponzi schemes that took place in our nation. Was right here in our area, the Stanford fiasco, where many people lost their life savings, they lost their retirement funds, and put a lot of their money into and trust and hope into a man that they thought was going to make them rich and comfortable. Yet to come to find out he was living a luxurious lifestyle on their money, and they lost it all. Of course, Barry Madoff and the WorldCom scandal of a few years ago right here in Mississippi. I had a friend several years ago who got involved with some stuff, and he called me one day and said that he was leaving his job and going up into Tennessee and starting into this thing. And I said, man, you hadn't got but just a couple of years to finish your retirement. He said, oh, I'm going. I can make this amount of money. And he had it all figured out. And he took all of his retirement, put into this scheme, and I didn't hear from him for a couple of years. And he called me, and his wife had left him, and he was working as a security guard up in Chattanooga, Tennessee at some plant. And, you know, a lot of things are promised us in life. A lot of things we're told. And a lot of people tonight have been disappointed because they put their hope and their trust in something or somebody in this world. But Paul in our text tonight talks to us about a hope that never disappoints. I'm glad tonight that when we read the scripture, we can read tonight about a hope that we have as God's children tonight. Paul said here in our text tonight that Christ in you, the hope of glory. I'm glad tonight that Jesus Christ is the hope of the ages. Paul, as he wrote young Titus, said he's the blessed hope. We could look at many other passages of scripture tonight, but the Christian's hope tonight, the Christian's trust and his faith will never be disappointed, because our hope tonight is on nothing less than Jesus Christ. Amen. And as you see this evening, as you look through the scripture and as you begin to read the Bible, you'll find that this hope tonight that God has given us through Jesus Christ our Lord, and it will never disappoint us this evening, and that is the precious thing in our hearts tonight. You know, Jesus tonight is our hope, and he never disappoints, because it is Jesus who has saved us this evening. In the book of Romans, chapter number 5, the Apostle Paul, as he writes the church at Rome and the Christians at Rome, and one of my favorite verses of Scripture, one of my favorite passages of Scripture is found here in Romans chapter 5, where Paul says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. by whom we also have access into this faith, into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. You see, tonight we've been saved by the Lord Jesus Christ. Every man, woman, boy, and girl, as we come into this world tonight, we come into this world, and when we come into this world, we need saving. We have to be saved by a Savior. I'm glad that God made provision for those tonight who are newborn, for those tonight who are babes tonight and have not yet come to the knowledge of accountability, because the Lamb of God takes away the sin of the world. And I'm glad tonight that there has been provision made for them. But every man, woman, boy, or girl, irregardless of their age or their race, tonight, they need to be saved. They have to be saved tonight. We have to be justified by faith. When you say, what does it mean to be justified? Well, it's kind of like I have a friend, and his daddy had a stroke several years ago, and he has trouble talking sometimes, and he'll try to say things, and he can't get it out. We pick at him a lot and have a lot of fun with him, and he'll always say this. We'll say something, and he'll finally look at it, and he'll say, you ain't right. Well, you know, the truth is tonight, none of us was right with God. We weren't right with God. We were at enmity with God. We were God's enemies tonight. We needed reconciling. We needed tonight to be reconciled to God. We need to be justified to God. And Jesus Christ came into this world, and he left the portals of glory. He left the riches of glory, as we read in our text on Wednesday evening. He became poor that we might become rich. This evening, tonight, we are saved. Our sins are forgiven. We've been washed in the blood of the Lamb tonight. We've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Every time somebody says and wonders, does Jesus love us tonight? When you begin to wonder tonight if there is the truth and of the Word of God, if you think tonight that heaven is a myth, people tonight who do not believe in God and do not believe in a Creator, who tonight do not believe in heaven or hell and believe tonight that when we go into the grave we shall stay there forever, are missing the greatest event of all the ages tonight, and that's when Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary. Jesus Christ died upon that cross tonight not for his own sins but for the sins of the world. He died tonight not that he might go to heaven, but that I might go to heaven. He died tonight upon that cross, not tonight to make himself justified, but to justify me. And every time somebody begins to wonder and somebody begins to think tonight, hey, does Jesus really love me? Let me tell you tonight, if you want to know if Jesus really loves you, you read the account of the crucifixion tonight. You get home tonight, you read Psalms 22. You get home tonight, you read how they beat him mercilessly. You read how they planted a crown of thorns upon his head. You read tonight how they drove nails up in his hands and set the cross into a hole in the ground upon Calvary. How they walked by and reviled and mocked him, and tonight did every imaginable thing tonight that's heinous in our sight tonight. And then you see Jesus doing that for you tonight. And then you say, yes, Jesus loved me. Amen. Christ in you, the hope of glory. We can put our hope in a lot of things tonight, but I can put my hope in Jesus Christ because he was willing to go to the cross. He was willing tonight to be beaten. He was willing tonight to be reviled. He was willing tonight to be treated with all kind of indignities tonight, that he might bring life to you and I tonight. Christ in you, the hope of glory, because he was willing to go to the cross tonight, because he was willing to go to Calvary to save you and to save me this evening. He proved his love upon the cross. But then he sustains us tonight. The Bible says here in Romans chapter 5 and verse number 2, rejoice in hope. rejoice in hope. Paul said in the book of Philippians, rejoice evermore. And again I say rejoice. Why can we rejoice tonight? Sometimes you look around and say, what have I got to rejoice about? What have I got to rejoice in hope? That's the greatest thing I can tell you this evening. See, no matter the situation, no matter what's going on in your life, no matter what's taking place in our world, no matter tonight how bleak and dark it may look on the outside, no matter tonight what other people say, no matter tonight what else is happening, you can understand this one simple fact tonight. You can rejoice in hope because Jesus will sustain you through that time in your life. Amen. I'll assure you that this evening. I don't believe that there'll be anything you go through in your life. Not one thing. I don't believe that there'll ever be anything in your life you'll go through that Jesus can't sustain you. And some of them are tough. Believe me, I know. Sometimes life is tough. Sometimes life comes at you hard and fast. Sometimes tonight you really wonder. But I can say this tonight, I can still rejoice in hope tonight. Because I still have the hope of Jesus. Nobody's took that away. Nothing can ever take that away tonight. He sustains us, no matter what it might be this evening. Lord, to be thankful for that, if for nothing else this evening. Years ago, there was a preacher, and I heard him preach several times through the years, and by the name of Ron Dunn, and he was a great preacher, a great man of God, and he had a son that was killed in an automobile accident, and I heard him preach about 2 weeks after that, and he preached on Romans 8:28. And he talked about how that during the time that his son was tragically killed and how that Jesus sustained him, how that Jesus still let him rejoice in hope. Not that he rejoiced in the death of his son, not that he rejoiced that tonight his son was no longer with him, but he had rejoicing in hope that he would see his son again. He had tonight, as Paul would say, that he did not sorrow as others who have no hope. We have hope tonight. See, there's a lot of lamenting tonight, a lot of crying, a lot of sadness when we put our hope in this world. When people begin to lose their money and their life savings and their retirement, and I'm not making light of that this evening, but there were a lot of sorrowful and lamenting and crying and when I pastored another church, I had a church member who had lost many dollars in the WorldCom scandal tonight. And he was lamenting about that and mournful about that and grieving about that. You see, tonight, when we put our hope in anything in this world tonight, it can disappoint you. You can put your hope tonight in something in this world, and that tonight can disappoint you tonight. It'll let you down. I heard a man say one time, he said, you know, I've been let down by my nation. I've been disappointed in many of my friends. I've been disappointed tonight in many of our politicians and our leaders. I've been disappointed tonight in many Christians that I've met. But I can say this without a doubt, that I've never been disappointed in God. God will never disappoint you. God tonight will never let you down, you see. I'm glad tonight that the Bible tells us that in the spite of the things that we go through in life, in the Bible it talks about how that traveling through the valley of Baca, the valley of the dry place tonight, that he maketh it a well. He makes an old oasis out of it tonight. And Jesus sustains us even in those dark hours of the soul tonight, when we're down under the juniper tree as Elijah was, and we're disappointed in everything in this world tonight and think maybe we're all alone and nobody cares about us, thank God tonight Jesus cares about us tonight. And thank God He sustained us through those dark hours this evening. The Bible says that He's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. The Bible tells us tonight that He never leaves us nor never forsakes us. That He's the bright and the morning star. That tonight He is a faithful and true witness. That He is the Amen tonight. I'm glad tonight that Jesus Christ is a sustainer of all of us tonight. And that the hope of glory that we have tonight and the hope that will never disappoint us tonight is because Jesus gives us that hope to live within us this evening. But I'm glad tonight that also that He secures us. Somebody said, always talking about us Baptists and saying, you know, well, you believe in eternal security. You believe once saved, always saved. I sure do. In other words, you don't believe that you can be lost again. No, I don't believe I can be lost again. Somebody says, well, why don't you believe that? Because as Fanny Crosby wrote in the hymn, the words of her hymn, I'm safe in the arms of Jesus. It's not me keeping me saved tonight. Understand that beyond a shadow of a doubt. If it was me keeping me saved, I'd probably get mad before I left the church building and be lost again. But thank God tonight it's Jesus keeping me saved. It's Jesus securing me. I'm safe in the arms of Jesus tonight. Jesus said, now listen, He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. And He said, I'm going to prepare a place for you in the Father's house. And where I, when I go, He said, I'm going to come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. He's not going to lose a one of us tonight. Amen. He's not going to lose any of us this evening. You know, I lost one of my kids one time. And not only that, Desi lost her too. We kept trying to get rid of her, but she kept coming back. But I just forgot to get her. But you know, Jesus will never forget us tonight. Now think about that. He'll never forget us tonight. We're safe in the arms of Jesus this evening. Several years ago, there was a great Methodist evangelist by the name of Sam Jones. And Sam Jones preached all over the country and read many of his sermons in book form. And he was a great preacher of the Word of God. And one time he was out in Texas and was preaching a revival meeting. And in that same city there was another preacher by the name of B.H. Carroll, who was a Baptist preacher. And when Sam Jones opened up on Monday night at the revival meeting, Dr. Carroll went over to hear him preach. And as they were getting ready, Sam Jones looked down at B.H. Carroll and said, Dr. Carroll, you and I are getting up in years. Probably won't be long. We'll go and be with the Lord. He said, if you go first, you tell the Lord I'm on my way. Dr. Carroll looked at him and he said, I can't do that, Sam. He said, why is that, B.H.? He said, because you don't believe in eternal security and you may do something and get lost and the Lord kick me out for lying. I don't believe I'm going to do anything to get lost, do you? Why? I'm safe in the arms of Jesus. Jesus has me surrounded tonight. I don't believe anybody can pluck me out of the Father's hand tonight. I don't believe anybody can pluck me out of the Lord's hands tonight. That'd be pretty tough hands to pluck somebody out of, wouldn't it? Right. Amen. I'm glad tonight He's the anchor of our soul. Amen. I put my trust in Him tonight. And I thank God He's coming again for His bride. Right. I guess I love to read the book of Revelation, and when I get to chapter 19, I just nearly have to shout every time. I'm going to be fair with you tonight, because Revelation 19 is one of the greatest chapters in all of the Word of God for the Christian tonight. Here it talks about the marriage supper of the Lamb, but it talks about the Alleluia choir. And after those things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Alleluia, salvation, glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. For true and righteous are his judgments, for he hath judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and hath avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. And again they said, Alleluia. And her smoke rose up forever and ever. And the 24 elders and the four beasts fell down and worshiped God that sat on the throne, saying, Amen, Alleluia. And a voice came out of the throne, saying, Praise our God, all ye his servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great. And I heard it that were the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and the voice of the mighty thundering, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Hallelujah, tonight Jesus is coming again. I'm going to be in the Alleluia choir. I can't sing here. I know that, everybody here knows that tonight. I couldn't carry a tune in a jug. I wouldn't know one tune from another. But hallelujah, one of these days I'm going to get in the Alleluia choir. Somebody said, how do you know? Because the Bible says the Lord's going to open the mouth of the dumb where they can sing. Hallelujah. I'm headed there. You think about that. That's what it said, wasn't it? You look it up. It's over in the book of Isaiah. I'm going to be in the Alleluia choir, and I can say, Hallelujah, the Lord God omnipotent reigneth, and I'm right here with him. Amen tonight. Amen. Why? Because Jesus has secured me tonight. Amen. My hope tonight is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and his righteousness tonight. Amen. A lot of things disappoint us in this life, but I'm going to assure you tonight Jesus will never disappoint you. And if you put your hope in him tonight, you put your trust in him, your faith in him, you'll never be disappointed in Jesus Christ tonight. You may be disappointed in me, you may be disappointed in somebody else in life, but you'll never, never be disappointed in Jesus. Is your hope tonight in Jesus? If it is, you'll never be disappointed. And if it's not, tonight is the time you need to make him your hope tonight. All right, if you'll stand together with me, Brother Bruce, you and Barbara, and come. Heavenly Father, thank you for this time. Take this very simple and short message and use it for the honor and glory of him tonight that loved us and gave himself for us. In his name I pray. Amen.